Are you all right? Brother, Elder Tommy Roundtree.
Brethren and sisters, I'm extremely happy to be here. And I've been coming up here quite a few years. And I'm not ashamed of you all, and I hope you're not me. And there's enough about me that anybody could hate me. But I'm glad my Lord loves me. The cure for our sins flowed in the veins of Mary's son, didn't it? Appreciate the preaching, Brother Gene. He said a word about five or six times there that really caught my attention. And the word is comfort. Now, God created man on the sixth day. And the word comfort is mentioned 66 times in the Word of God. I want to go to Isaiah 40:1 this morning, Brother Mark. You know where I'm going. A nine-word sermon. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Now that's a glorious text, isn't it? Anybody here today never needed comfort?
Needed this morning.
Well, you've lived a lot better life than I have if you don't need comfort. You ever done any comforting? That's right. Brethren, this book right here, it'll do you good if you hide it in your heart. Amen. David said, I've hid thy word in my heart.
Yeah.
Why? That I might not sin against thee. I believe sin will keep you from this book, or this book will keep you from sin.
Amen.
Now, it just works that way. The more you read it, the more you want to.
Right.
And the less you read it, the less you want to.
It's true.
The word comfort means to console, to aid, to cheer, to encourage, to exhort. Is that enough definition? You want me to give you some more? That's enough. To console, to aid, to cheer, to comfort. Brethren, I need that in my life.
Amen.
And when I think of some of the things that my brother has spoke to us about this morning, there's great comfort in that. God knows there's not much in this world going to keep us comforted very long. Did you hear that?
Right.
And God knew this old body would wear out. Therefore, He'll give us a new body, won't He? That's comforting to me.
Amen.
I was looking in your songbook there, 383, I believe. Old Brother James Moore sat down at a piano. The words come to him so strong at night, he got out of bed. Went there and went to playing the music to that old hymn. And then a little later in the night, the words come to him so strong, he got out of bed and pinned it down on paper for our comfort. Here it is. I have heard of a land on a faraway strand. 'Tis a beautiful home of the soul, built by Jesus on high, where we shall never die. In that land where we shall never... Listen, I'm going to have perpetual youth one day.
Never grow old.
Yeah, right. I come upon some people the other day, some men were discussing what we're going to look like in heaven. Brother John, isn't that something to waste time on? I don't care what I look like in heaven.
Amen.
I look a lot better than I do now, and I hope to God some of you all do. I don't care what I look like in heaven. David said in Psalm 17:15 over there, when I awake with thy likeness, whatever Christ will look like, is in a glorified body, that is exactly what we'll be.
Amen.
Man told me the other day, he said, Brother Tommy, I believe you old Baptists try to live by what you preach. I said, well, that's a good rule. And he said, I believe you all will have greater seats higher in heaven than our denomination will. There won't be any degrees of that in heaven. You understand that? You talking about a joint heir? I'll be one there, my brother. Isn't that wonderful? Now, I'm enjoying this. I don't know where you are or not. But I want to teach. Time is too valuable to waste, isn't it? God gave us 1 second at the time, did He not? And we've wasted most of that. I don't know. Since I've seen you all, my brother, I've turned 70 years old. Somebody said, doesn't death scare you? No, it doesn't. I don't believe I dread and fear to die. I know this. The book tells me that perfect love casteth out fear. And God being perfect can't love me any other way but with a perfect love. That perfect love will cast... No wonder old Elder S. A. Payne wrote down in 353, farewell, then, world.
I'm going home.
Yes, I'm going home. My Savior bids me come. Isn't that wonderful? Sweet angels beckon from on high. And oh, how sweet to die. I hope before I die, if I'm in an expensive care room, I want to keep the whole shift awake telling them about the goodness of God.
Amen.
Keep them awake. They'll want to transfer off of that shift while I'm in there. Brethren, I love to talk about the Lord. You understand that? And if you don't, I feel sorry for you. Somebody said, all you got to do is believe. Believe what? Everybody believes. John 10:26, my Lord told a bunch one time, ye believe not because ye are not of my sheep. A goat can't take it. You understand? You know of any food feed? You got farming home, farming ranch.
Yeah.
Some kind of food feed store around here, don't you? Why could you go there and buy and feed a goat and make him a sheep? You know the minister's trying to do that, but he can't do it. My Lord never come to change goats into sheep.
No, he did not.
They were already sheep. He said, my sheep, hear my voice.
He did.
Exactly right. I love that, don't y'all? Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Brethren, this is a glorious text here. I can see the comforter, right? I can see the comforted, and I can see the comfort. Now listen to the way that reads there. Comfort ye, my people. We belong to God. We don't belong to ourselves, do we? Some people can't even be happy in their own hide, can they? Always belly aching and griping. You've got it a lot better than you deserve. You understand that? And I do too. And the best is yet to come. Exactly right. I believe death seasoned with the grace of God will be a wonderful exchange, don't y'all? And to exchange a home in Swainsboro, Georgia for heaven? That can't be bad. Death being so universal to the human race ain't all bad. I know, Brother Gary, you're a school teacher. I'd rather murder the English language and tell you the truth and get up here and use oratory words and preach a heresy. God never called us to preach heresy, did he? A man told me one time, I was at a funeral, he tapped me on my shoulder. He said, I need to talk to you. I said, well, let me get to talking to the family and then I will. Well, after the family, we got through speaking to them, I went over there and here's what he said. I hear you're saying that I preach heresy. I said, you still preach what I heard you on tape preach yesterday going to Savannah? He said, what was that? I said, you said one can have neither faith, hope, nor light until he hears the gospel. Now, y'all might have that, but I'll go back home satisfied because I ain't going to believe it. I knew something about God long before I ever knew something about a preacher of any kind.
That's right. Amen.
God does not need preachers in order to populate heaven. You understand that? He'll do that with
you.
Amen.
Exactly right. And I'm so glad. I'm reminded of 1 Thessalonians 4 over there, for the Lord himself shall descend. Brother Gary, I'm glad he's not going to send you after me, brother. No Mark Greed either, Randy Dillon. The whole bunch put you for the Lord himself. You ought to get out of your seat and shout this morning about that. You ain't going to send the Pope after you.
No
hope in the Pope. You understand that? If you're here and you have the Catholic faith, I thank God for you. I'd hug your neck as quick as I would the best old Baptist that ever was. I thank God for freedom of religion, don't you? Oh, boy, brethren, what a blessing. Well, I forgot where I was going, but my mind is slipping, brethren. But listen, we've got every reason to be thankful and rejoice today, don't we? Yes, sir. Ain't enough. I don't want what I deserve. They're not enough of me. I can't take it. You understand that? I do want mercy. In mercy, Lord, remember me, right? Exactly right. So to do. Brother, when Christ is in the forefront of your life, you don't go around belly aching and murmuring and griping and complaining. The children of Israel proved that long ago.
Yes.
You can't limit God.
No.
I'll tell you what you can do. You can limit His blessings on you.
Yes. Amen.
You get out here and live 6 days in this sick world and go do your own thing. That's been proven and tried long ago. It didn't work then. It ain't going to work today. There were 9 of us children. My dad told me one time, he said, son, you can get out here in this world and you can live like a fool if you want to. But if you get in jail having 9 children, we ain't got the money to get you out. You know, I never did want to go to jail. Lord, have mercy. I tell you, if you tell your children he ain't got the money to get you out, let him sit there and think about it a little while, you know that might bring on a different situation in the home, right? Comfort ye, my people. Didn't 1 Corinthians 6:20 say something like this? You're not your own. You're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body.
Amen.
And spirit, which are whose? His.
Amen.
I believe Christ paid for the body, don't
Amen.
Y'all?
Amen.
And by the way, unless you don't know that, I know you've heard it 1,000 times, but don't you want to hear it one more
Amen.
Time?
Preach.
Brother Gary's preached it 1,000 times, and I hope you'll preach it 1,000 more before Amen. You die. We never have buried a soul and spirit in a funeral. You understand
no,
that?
No,
I believe, my brother, at the moment death comes, I believe the soul and spirit returns to God who gave it.
Amen.
What do we do with the body? We place it in the sod, don't we? In the soil. What is he coming back to get? Thank you. If the soul and spirit goes on to God, what is Christ coming back to get? If you can answer that. You got a degree, Virginia University or whatever that school is up here, can't give you. That's right, isn't it? Brethren, today, what a glorious thought. He's coming back. I belong to Him. I don't want to be unkind today, but if that bunch in Washington, D.C., those senators and congressmen up there told me to come up there to a birthday party, I wouldn't turn my car key to go. I'd rather be at a coon hunt than that, brethren. I don't coon hunt. I used to. But anyway. Comfort ye. Y'all do it in Alabama too. Comfort ye, my people. There's a double charge there, isn't it? I believe, brethren, that ministers ought not get up and want to skin God's people.
No.
But comfort them. Comfort ye, my
Amen.
People. What? Saith your God.
Amen.
We belong to Him.
Amen.
And He belongs to us, right?
Yes.
I think that makes us joint heirs, doesn't it?
Yes.
Exactly right. That's a wonderful thought. My people and your God. If somebody asked Brother Gary, said, who does that white truck, Lariat Ford truck down there belong to? Somebody would say, that belongs to Brother Tommy and Dottie Roundtree. I don't have to say it isn't Mark Green. It's not Gene Hogan. It's not Randy Dillon's or Brother John. The fact that it belongs to me and Miss Dottie Emma eliminates every one of you. Right? That's right. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Now look at the next verse. Speak ye comfortably.
Yes.
Isn't that? I need comfort,
like
brethren, don't y'all?
Amen.
Isaiah 46, 9 and 10 says something like this. Remember. I'm getting to where I can't remember, brethren. I'm honest. And it's going to get worse. I don't worry about that. I'm not serving God today to stay out of hell. I'm serving Him because I'm on my way to glory.
Amen.
That fear left me so long ago. I don't think about it. I ain't worried about it. Am I deceived in all of this? I can't be. Brethren, to hear the name of Jesus, something swells up in me as big as a 5-gallon bucket.
Amen.
And if I didn't belong to Him, it wouldn't be that way, would it? Oh, brethren, I may lie in the dirt over yonder at Old Canucha Cemetery, nothing but a sand ridge. The last couch I shall ever lay on will be the casket.
Yeah.
And there'll be peace there. Nobody, I've been called everything but a child of God. But nobody will bother me in my casket, will he? And one glorious day, the Lord Himself. Oh, where is He today? I heard men discussing, where is heaven the other day? Ain't that silly? Isn't that silly? The Bible says this, beloved, for I came down from heaven. If He came down, He must be up, right?
That's right.
That, sometimes wise men don't always use wisdom, do they? And so, I forgot. Well, for the Lord Himself, I love that, don't you? For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven. That ain't a proposition, that's a declaration.
He's coming.
I keep using that word ain't, but y'all understand what that means up here, don't y'all? I know you're using Alabama. I've been over there, heard that too. But brethren, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ. Wait a minute. You mean there's some people who die in Christ and some who die out of Him? Exactly, my brother. Thank you. We believe that in Georgia over there. I believe there's only two classes of people that are either the saved or they're unsaved, right? I believe you're either born again or you're not born. My brother Billy Graham wrote a book one time on how to get born again. I could have saved him a lot of ink and paper. I just take him to Ephesians 2 and 8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It, the grace and the faith.
Is a gift.
I said that at a funeral the other day, and a retired preacher I told him, I said in the funeral that the grace and the faith comes from God. And he came to me after the funeral and he said, I have never looked at that like that.
Grace is the God-given thing.
Brethren, the truth will do a Mormon good. You understand that?
Yes.
And a Muslim. My wife is here. She was at a funeral I had in Swainsboro one time. I noticed that man at the funeral home, his eyes were glued on me to the point it was almost uncomfortable. But Brother Gary out there at the cemetery, he came to me and he said, sir, I've never seen you before and I may not ever see you again. But he said, I paid a special attention to every word you said. And he smote himself on the breast and said, in my heart, I know it's true. I got a witness to that, my brother. He said, I'm not of the Christian faith. I'm of the Muslim faith. Brother John, he told me that. You think he was lying? No, he wasn't. He had no reason to. My God. Comfort ye, my people. Brethren, 46, 9, and 10. Wasn't that where I was a while ago? Remember the former things of old. If you'll remember what God has already done, you'll appreciate what He's going to do more.
Amen.
Remember the former things of old. For I am God and there is none else. For I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand. And I will, if you'll let me, do all my... No, that don't even sound right, does it? Our brother's already told us he works his will in the army of heaven among the inhabitants of men, and none can question him or say unto him whatever God does is always right, brethren.
Amen.
Now, you can't put a lot of confidence in... In Psalm 118:8, it's the middle verse in the Bible. You know what it is. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. You can't put much confidence in man.
Nobody.
I don't know what man is. He's a cesspool combined with a liar, I guess. Don't think too high of men, brethren. He'll let you down, I'm telling you. I'm telling you about one, Isaiah 40, 46 and 4. Does it say, he shall not fail nor be discouraged? That's one you like to hang on. James 4 and 8 says, draw nigh to God and draw nigh to Him, and He will draw nigh unto you. When I was a boy, of course we didn't have anything but a wood cook stove back then, but we had to get in stove wood. And I learned this, the closer I carried that armful of stove wood to my body, the easier it was to carry. I didn't carry it way out here. I carried it. And the closer you hold Christ to your body, the lighter the burdens of this life will be.
Amen.
I learned a lot growing up. When our children, we have three wonderful children, three great, wonderful grandchildren. And we've been ruining them ever since they've been into the world. There's something about grandmoms and dads and grandyoungs that just go together, right? I don't care what they ask for. You're going to get it for them, probably, if you've got the money. Brethren, one time, I'll say this, get out of the way. Brother Rick Berry at Old Canoochee Church, deacon over there. You brethren, my wonderful brother. Wonderful brother. Sister Mary went by the bathroom one night, heard two boys in there arguing. And here's what the argument was about. One took the position that everybody sinned, and the other one took the position, no, they didn't. And Sister Mary said it got pretty heated in there. And one challenged the other one, said, you name me one person, if you think you can, who don't sin. He said, I'll be glad to do it. He said, Brother Tommy Roundtree, don't. Lord, he's learned a lot since then, brother. But isn't it wonderful to have the respect of children, like, isn't that wonderful? Brethren, comfort you, my people. If the gospel doesn't comfort you today, brethren, I'm doubting your salvation. Yeah, it thrilled my heart. David, didn't he say, I was made glad when they said unto me, let us go not up to the house, but into the house. That's where the beauty is it not, brethren? There wasn't any beauty about that old tabernacle, but it was on the inside, wasn't it? And when God meets with us, brethren, we could almost step out into the clouds of eternal glory, couldn't we, and say, farewell, vain and sick, dying, decaying society. Brethren, there's things going on today that God ain't going to uphold. You understand that?
Amen.
There are some things America's doing that shall not escape the damnation of God.
Amen.
That's right. You know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
So, brother, what a glorious thought. So, can I have 5 more minutes? I want to speak about that Holy Comforter today, brethren. I believe we got a Holy Comforter that's active, don't y'all? He's active. He isn't dormant. He can be in Georgia as well as up here in Virginia, can he not?
Amen.
Yes, sir. He is. We have an active Comforter, don't we? Brethren, have you ever gone to bed with your mind so disturbed you couldn't see a way, no way? And you get up the next morning and something happened during the night. It's not quite as bad when we got up as it was when we went to bed. Brethren, today I believe we've got a present Comforter, don't y'all? Didn't David say in 46 and 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present, what? Help? In trouble? Listen, I'll agree with you, my brother. With God, help is always near. And help is always on the way. If you don't need help today, you better thank God. You may need it before the sun goes down, right?
Amen.
I believe, didn't Hebrews say, in Him we live and move and have our being?
Absolutely.
In Him. So today, brethren, we've got a faithful Comforter, haven't we?
Yes.
Have you been faithful to the cause of Christ? I had a funeral with a man the other day. Got out there at the cemetery. And he said, I'm going to do like the Apostle Paul. He said, behold, today I'm going to explain to you a mystery. I said, uh-oh. If you can't explain a mystery, tell me where the mystery part is.
Right.
Paul never said that anyhow. He said, behold, I show you a mystery. Yeah, there's a difference in showing and explaining, isn't it? Brethren, today, comfort ye, my. I believe we have a wise Comforter, don't you? I know He knows what I need before I ask. Moses said in Deuteronomy 33 and 25, that as thy days, so shall thy strength be. That's comforting to me.
Amen.
He said also in 33 and 27, He said this, the eternal God is thy eternal.
Amen.
The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath is His everlasting arms. When I die, those arms, one glorious day, will bring me out of that cemetery.
Amen.
I don't care if they put 10,000 yards of concrete on me. It ain't going to stop me, is it? I just believe God's that powerful, don't y'all?
Oh, amen.
So, brethren, today, I believe we have a successful Comforter, don't y'all?
Amen.
Somebody said, well, a man told me one time that you got to believe what Christ did on the cross to make it effective. It's effective whether you believe it or not, my young friend.
Amen.
These left-handed pencil-nosed preachers always limiting God. I can't take it. I'm too old-fashioned. I was born during the war and I ain't never got over it. But anyhow, brother, I believe today God hears our prayers, don't y'all? I know He does.
Amen.
And I'm so glad He cannot sleep nor slumber.
No.
He can't even... I'm going to shut up. Thank y'all.
God bless you.
Thank you,
brother.
God bless you.